Repeat after me, okay? Nous cherchons un bon restaurant français.
Nous cherchons un bon restaurant français.
Quelque chose typique et charmant.
Quelque chose typique et charmant.
Typique et charmant.
Typique et charmant.
Typique et charmant.
Typique et charmant. Oh, Pauline Milon.
Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
La saumonnière, madame.
Oh my goodness. You have to taste this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So
I know.
But
I know. I know. I know.
Look at that! Oh my God! Paul, it's so beautiful.
This is it. Good, right? Just
No, I can't believe we get to live in here. Bonjour, madame.
Bonjour.
Comment allez-vous? Je suis Julia Child. Enchantée.
Is this a mistake? Should we have stayed in Brooklyn?
We're gonna love Queens. Queens is beautiful.
Moving trucks here. You okay?
Everything is falling down.
Hey.
What are we doing here?
Repeat after me. 900 square feet.
900 square feet. Plus it's close to your office.
Plus, it's close to my office, but we don't have to move. We could renege on the lease, repack everything, and live in the Jeep.
You're right. You're right. Eric, what is that noise?
What noise?
Is it going to be like this every night?
Maybe.
Oh!
Jewel?
It's Versailles!
So happy you like it, though.
Good morning, Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, LMDC.
Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, Julie Powell.
My son died in the second tower.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Are you the person to speak to if I don't like the plan for the memorial that was in this morning's Times?
You can speak to me.
Do you have any power?
No.
I want to speak to someone with power. I don't like the plan.
I don't like the plan either.
You people are a bunch of heartless bureaucratic goons.
I am not a heartless bureaucratic goon. I am just a person in a cubicle, and I am doing the best I can, ma'am.
This is my sixth phone call, and the only thing anyone ever tells me is I have to fill out a form to get in line for an insurance payment.
And you do. But, I mean, if you don't want to fill out a form, I will fill one out for you, but you're still going to have to come in and sign it.
To your cubicle?
Yes. I feel terrible about what you're going through, Mr. Diamond, but...
And you have no idea what I'm going through, Ms. Powell. You have no
please
idea.
Please don't yell at me.
Inefficient.
Please stop
ridiculous
yelling at me. I am your friend.
And now the doctor says there's fiberglass in his lungs. He coughs. He never stops coughing. I don't know what to do.
His wife says there's so much crap in his lungs he can't breathe, and now his insurance is refusing to pay for this drug that might really work.
Tell her to call the health department.
That's an answering machine.
Andrea Gomez, in the mayor's office.
Thank you. Thank you. Chocolate cream pie. You know what I love about cooking?
What's that?
I love that after a day when nothing is sure, and when I say nothing, I mean nothing. You can come home and absolutely know that if you add egg yolks to chocolate and sugar and milk, it will get thick. It's such a comfort.
Bad day?
Mm.
Mm. Mm. When will this pie be ready?
Soon, but I have to make the whipped cream first and let it set.
I'll be here. It's a masterpiece.
Mm. Ritual Cobb salad lunch tomorrow. Dreading.
Okay, I need you to start.
Subway.
Hi.
Oh, what can I get for you, ladies?
I will have a Cobb salad, no blue cheese.
Cobb salad, no beets. Cobb salad, no bacon.
Cobb salad, no eggs.
Okay, tell them. Are you listening carefully, Tracy? Tell them to take the offer up to 185. Repeat after me, Tracy. 185. And call me the second you hear back. My assistant, it's almost not worth having one.
I know.
Really?
I know. Yesterday I said to Allison, go to the pharmacy, get me a pair of black pantyhose. She came back and said they didn't have any. I said, did you try another pharmacy?
I mean, really.
Or Bloomingdale's. What's wrong with trying Bloomingdale's?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't get. If only I could be my own assistant.
You can be. Fire your assistant and don't hire a replacement.
No, that's not what I mean, Julie. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Oh,
gee.
Oh,
hello, Tracy. Okay, tell them 190. 190. Great.
190? What? What are you up to?
$190 million. We're assembling a parcel at Midtown.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yes.
Oh, that is so great,
big.
Cassie.
Big.
A parcel of what?
Buildings. We're going to tear them all down and put up a high rise.
To your parcel.
Thank you.
Oh, salud.
And enough about you. Here's to me. As of yesterday, I am the senior vice president in charge of corporate publicity.
No.
Which means I get a raise, and I can borrow $500,000 at 2%. If I want to.
Great.
If you want to.
So how's your job, Julie?
Oh, it's,
I can only imagine. Heartbreaking.
So sad.
Painful.
Not in a bad way.
Excuse me. Oh, God, I forgot. Oh,
excuse me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Jules. I have got to interview you for this piece that I'm writing.
Sure, Annabelle, great. I'd be honored.
Called Julie about interviewing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm at lunch right now. I'll call you and find out.
I hear you're under the
No. I cannot computer coach you every day while I'm with my girlfriend.
What is it about?
The article.
It's about our generation turning 30.
With people turning 30.
Oh, my life. I am so busy. Don't know when I can fit you in.
May I remind you, I don't want to see you. You want to see me.
Yeah.
Would a breakfast work? I believed her. What kind of idiot am I? She said it's about our generation turning 30.
What'd you expect? Annabelle was always a liar.
Julie Powell, once the editor of the Amherst Literary Magazine, the one we all knew would be the one, temped for 8 years before giving up on her novel, and now works in a cubicle as a mid-level bureaucrat attempting to deal with the after-effects of 9/11.
Oh, God, you memorized it? How pathetic.
She left so much out.
Anyway, the picture was good.
I looked fat.
Just your face.
I forgot to tell you. Do you know what Annabelle's doing now? Sarah told me. A blog.
Of what?
What do you mean, of what? A blog of Annabelle. Of every thought that passes through her brain. Her stupid, vapid, insipid... I could write a blog. I have thoughts.
And you're a writer, which is more than I can say for Annabelle.
If only that were true.
You wrote a novel.
Have a novel. And no one wanted to publish it. You're not a writer unless someone publishes you.
See, that's what's so great about blogs. You don't have to be published. You can just go online, press enter, and there it is, out there.
What would I write a blog about? You're an editor. Tell me.
Why don't you write about how much you love Queens?
A short blog.
Nicole. Write about your job.
If I wrote a blog about my job and anyone at work ever read it, I mean, hello.
This is good. Mm-hmm. This is really
on top
good.
Of which, the whole idea of writing a blog is to get away from what I do all day. The way that cooking is a way that I get away from what I do all day.
So, write a blog about cooking.
I'm not a real cook like Julia Child or Mario Batali.
Julia Child wasn't always Julia Child.
If I really wanted to learn to cook, I could just cook my way through Julia Child's cookbook. I could blog about that. I have a copy. I stole it from my mother last time I was in Texas. When I was 8, my father's boss came to dinner and it was a really big deal. And my mother made bouffe bourguignon. But it wasn't just bouffe bourguignon. It was Julia's bouffe bourguignon. And it was like she was there, like Julia was there, in the room, on our side, like some great, big, good fairy. And everything was going to be all right.
I'm going to try to flip this thing over now, which is a rather daring thing to do.
She changed everything. Before her, it was frozen food and can openers and marshmallows.
Don't knock marshmallows.
Give it a try. When you flip anything, you've just got to have the courage of your convictions, especially if it's a loose sort of mass, like, oh, that didn't go very well. But you see, when I flipped it, I didn't have the
She's
courage
so adorable.
I needed to the way I should have. Oh, but you can always put it together. And you're alone in the kitchen. Who's to see?
But pearls. The woman is wearing pearls in the kitchen.
I've just got to practice. Like the piano. I'm Julia Child. Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Julia Child is co-author of the book Mastering the Art of French Cooking.
Bon appétit.
For the servantless American cook, that's me, all right. Okay, here's a problem. I've never eaten an egg.
And I have a hyperacidic stomach. We'll deal.
So, I'll cook my way through the Julia Child cookbook and write a blog about it. But I'll probably need a deadline.
Why?
Because otherwise it'll be like everything else I do. Let's face it, I never finish anything.
Hey.
Well, it's true. You know why I think it is? ADD.
You have ADD?
Yes. That's why I'm so bad at housework.
Oh, is that it?
I'm just saying a deadline would be good.
So a deadline. I love deadlines. I love the sound they make as they go whooshing past. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I mean it.
Okay, so a year or so.
A year? This thing weighs like 2 pounds. I have a full-time job. Sometimes I don't get home until 8 or 9 o'clock, and it's crazy. It's crazy. Is it crazy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you want to do blog C?
Yes.
Blog C it is.
Nobody here but us servantless American cooks.
Servantless American cooks.
What do you think?
Love it. Start blogging.
The Julie/Julia Project. The book. Mastering the Art of French Cooking. First edition, 1961, by Simone Beck, Louisette Berthold, and, of course, Julia Child. The woman who taught America to cook and to eat. It's 40 years later, and no one can touch her. The challenge? 365 days. 524 recipes. The contender, Julie Powell. Government employee by day, renegade foodie by night, risking her marriage, her job, and her cat's well-being, she has signed on for a deranged assignment. How far it will go, no one can say.
Dear Charlie, we're settled in finally, and Julia loves it here. She wants to stay forever. You know how famously grouchy the French can be, dear brother.
They're so delightful.
Yeah.
But Julia brings out the best in a polecat.
So charming.
So she thinks they're the most wonderful people in the world.
I feel that I am French. Just must be.
Well, you might be.
As for staying here forever, I have to say, I wouldn't mind it myself.
I'm so glad you came.
It was a very nice show.
Thanks for coming.
I enjoyed it.
Paul, congratulations. Excellent exhibit.
Thanks so much, Jack. Jack Donovan, this is my wife, Julia.
It was such a wonderful exhibition, Paul.
Thank you.
It really...
Thank you.
I am so proud.
Thank you.
Oh,
good.
French people eat French food. Every single day I can't get over it.
They do.
Oh, you know, I love you so much. I'm going to let you take the first bite.
I'm so good.
Before I even say it's good. What should I do, do you think?
About what?
I don't really want to go back into government work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but shouldn't I find something to do? Wives don't do anything here. That's not me. It's just not me.
I know.
I saw a notice on the bulletin board at the embassy for hat-making lessons.
You like hats?
I do.
No.
I do.
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat. I like to do.
I know. And we are so good at it. Look at you. Now, how good you are.
Growing in front of you. I was thinking of taking bridge lessons.
You like bridge?
I do. I like the idea of bridge.
4 points for an ace, 3 points for a king, 2 points for a queen, 1 point for a jack, and breast your cards.
Do you have any French cookbooks in English?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, gosh. J'ai essayé d'acheter un livre de cuisine française in English, mais the salesperson,
vendeuse,
had no idea, because you see, there is no French cookbook in English. And all I have is this Joy of Cooking by Irma Rombaugh, which is an excellent, excellent cookbook, but it's not French. So I did ask my friend Avis Devoto to look around in the United
States. Madame,
if she could find me.
En français, je vous prie. En français.
Right. Right. Gosh, I thought I was speaking French to you.
No. Malheureusement.
Dommage. Oh, my goodness.
What do we have here? It's my memoirs.
Oh, no. Oh, it's fantastic, but it's in French.
You'll get there. I'm
learning. I'm trying. Really? Oh, happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
What can this mean?
What?
Beignet the cuisse.
This.
Yeah. Wash the thighs.
No, bathe.
Oh.
Bathe the thighs.
Look, but then, on beurre, in butter, I know that.
Uh-huh.
But
bathe the thighs in butter.
And then, what is that?
And then, stuff the, what's
poulet,
that word?
Poulet, the hen.
Right, hen.
Mm-hmm.
Until
mm-hmm.
she just can't take it anymore.
It doesn't say that.
It does. I'll show you later in the dictionary. I'll go through the whole recipe with you.
Why don't I go to cooking school?
Why don't you?
I'm serious.
So am I.
What if you hadn't fallen in love with me?
But I did.
Oh, gosh.
yesterday was Tuesday, August 13th, 2002. Day one. 364 days to go. I cooked artichokes with hollandaise sauce, which is melted butter that's been whipped into a frenzy with egg yolks until it's died and gone to heaven. And let me say this. Is there anything better than butter? Think it over. Every time you taste something that's delicious beyond imagining, and you say, what is in this? The answer is always going to be butter.
It's incredible.
It's been whisked into submission, that's why. The day there's a meteorite heading toward the Earth, and we have 30 days to live, I am going to spend it eating butter. Here's my final word on the subject. You can never have too much butter. August 24th, day 11.
What do you mean when you say don't crowd the mushrooms? Is this a
353 days to go. A horrible day at work. An old grandma who looked as if she wouldn't harm a fly called me a pencil-pushing capitalist dupe. But then I came home and cooked chicken with cream, mushrooms, and port, and it was total bliss. Here's the big news. I had been cooking mushrooms the wrong way my entire life. Don't crowd the mushrooms, otherwise they won't brown. Are you listening? Whoever you are.
You're gonna love it.
Day 22.
This one's really good with fig jam.
I got carried away in Dean and DeLuca last night and spent half my take-home pay. And the first thing I realized when I got to the subway with my groceries, a bag of cat litter, a bottle of olive oil I absolutely could not live without, and a huge bunch of branches was that the branches were probably not a good idea. They were slapping folks in the face right and left, and I was sweating like a pig, not surprising, since I've been way too busy cooking fattening food to bother exercising. And then I came home and got a big vote of confidence from my mother.
Remind me again why you're doing this,
vlog.
Whatever it's called.
It's a regimen, Mom, like doing sit-ups.
Well, it's just adding pressure.
What pressure?
You have a full-time job, you have a husband, and now you're going to get sick from blocking.
It's sort of like being in AA.
What are you saying?
It gives you something you have to do every day, one day at a time.
How do you know this lingo? Honey, are you an alcoholic?
I'm saying it's good for me to have short-term goals.
Well, that is silly. That is just plain silly. Who's reading this blog?
People. People are reading it, I'm sure.
Well, it's something you decided to do, and you can decide not to, and not one single person's gonna mind.
No, don't you get it? I just started. I can't stop. I have to finish. It's all I've got. Hello? Hello? Stupid dead phone.
Hey, it's not all you got.
I know. I didn't mean that. Yesterday, I poached an egg. It seemed like the perfect thing to do on perhaps the second worst workday in recorded history.
Explain to me how you've never eaten an egg in your whole life.
I've had eggs and, like, cakes. Never had an egg. I was a very willful child. It's simmering. I had this notion, God knows why, that poaching eggs would be simple. But I was deeply wrong.
Gently push the white over the yolk with a wooden spoon for 2 to 3 seconds. Immediately.
Ew. Disgusting.
Oh, maybe the eggs aren't fresh. Julia says the eggs have to be fresh.
They are fresh.
Okay. You don't have to bite my head off. I'm just quoting Julia.
It took three of us crammed into the kitchen over a pot of simmering water, but eventually, we nailed it.
Hello.
Welcome.
How cute is that?
And I ate my very first egg of my whole life, ever. I thought eggs were going to be greasy and slimy, but it tastes like cheese sauce. Yum. Julia, child, you are so good.
Cheers.
Cheers. And may I say, excellent wine.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Julia knows about you?
I wish. I have this fantasy that she comes for dinner and I show her my new lemon zester. We become very close. The truth is, no one knows about me. I feel like I'm just sending things into this giant void.
Which reminds me, Annabelle's blog. Have you read it lately?
Yes. It's sort of funny.
Is it?
She's dating this rich guy who owns a plane. His name's Lester. And they do it in the air. People love it. Huge hit. What do you think it means if you don't like your friends?
It's completely normal.
Men like their friends.
We're not talking about men. Who's talking about men?
So it's 5 weeks down, 47 to go, and I feel fantastic. Sometimes I can't help but wonder, is there anyone out there reading me? But I'm sure you are, aren't you? Somebody? Anybody? Ernestine, I have a comment. My mother doesn't count.
Today, we will begin by learning to boil eggs. First, you must make sure that the egg is fresh.
I was so hoping that, for something a little more advanced, Madame Brassard.
But you are not an advanced cook.
But I do know how to boil an egg.
Do you know how to bone a duck?
No. But that's exactly the sort of thing that I'm very interested in learning how to do.
There is one other class, but you will not like it. It's for professional, which you will never be, I'm sure. All men, all GIs, and very expensive. I cannot imagine that you would ever want to pay the tuition.
How much?
So, the onion is ready, but our noodles depend on the rooties.
Bonjour!
Bonjour, madame. Madame, s'il vous plaît, laissez-moi. You must hold the knife first of all, like this. Really, see, you leave the thumb here. Voila. The hand and the knife are one. Eh? And the hand, the other hand, you must protect it. You must cut only the onion. Yes.
Not me.
Yes. And then you put your thumb here and the other fingers here.
You're being a little over-competitive, don't you think?
Well, you should have seen the way those men looked at me. As if I was some frivolous housewife just looking for a way to kill time.
Well.
What? Where are you going?
Well, I'm not here.
You hungry?
No.
Good.
Well done, Madame Shield.
Dear Avis, I'm in my third week at L'Ecole d'Homme, and I'm in utter bliss. Every morning the alarm goes off at 6:30 and I leap out of bed. I'm up. By 7:30 I'm in class, in my apron, peeling potatoes. Then we cook stock, and we bone fish, we dress pigeons, we make pastry with so much butter it almost stops your heart just to look at it. My teacher moves so quickly I'm sometimes lost, but I'm way ahead of the others in the class, all of them men, and all of them very unfriendly until they discovered I was fearless, something I realized about the same time they did. Morning class ends at 12:30, and I go home and make lunch for Paul. Then Paul takes a nap, and later in the afternoon he goes back to the embassy and I go back to school.
You must have a mortar and pestle.
Incidentally, my father is horrified I'm going to cooking school. Offered to give me extra money to hire a cook.
Don't worry. Go on. Fun. Joy. This is what matters.
I'm probably the only American I know in Paris who thinks shopping for food is as much fun as buying a dress. Of course, you'd think so, too, if you lived in a country where absolutely nothing comes in my size. By the way, did you know that if you don't dry meat, it won't brown properly? Irma Rambauer doesn't say a word about it in The Joy of Cooking. Avis, I am in heaven here. I've been looking for a career all my life.
Happy Valentine's
and
Day.
And I found it.
We met in Ceylon when we were in the OSS.
But he never noticed me at first.
Well, that's not true. I noticed you. I noticed your legs straight up.
You were such a roué. All the women were mad for him.
Can you blame them? Anyway, we were sent off to China.
Absolutely delicious, if I do say so myself.
Julia. When you finish your term, you'll be teaching at Cordon Bleu.
No, I don't think so. The woman who runs it absolutely hates me.
Oh, no one could possibly hate you.
That's true, but she does.
Were you spies?
No. Yes. No.
You were in the Office of Strategic Services and you were not spies?
I was only a file clerk. But Paul designed all of the secret war rooms for General Mountbatten.
Well, just maps and exhibits and things. It wasn't.
He did! He really? Single-handedly won the war.
Well, I had to. Someone did.
Yeah,
I mean, it was dragging on, wasn't it? Anyway, so there we were in China, just friends, having dinner. And it turned out to be Julia. It turned out to be Julia all along. Julia, you are the butter to my bread and the breath to my life. I love you, darling girl. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Dear Charlie, Julia in front of her stove has the same fascination for me as watching a kettle drummer at the symphony. The oven door opens and shuts so fast, you hardly notice the deft thrust of a spoon as she dips into a casserole and up to her mouth for a taste check like a perfectly timed double beat on the drums. Then, with her bare fingers, she snatches a set of cannelloni out of the pot of boiling water.
Whoa!
And she cries, "These damn things
damn
are
things
as hot
are
as a
stiff cock!"
She said what?
I know.
Julia Child said, "Hot as a..."
I know, I'm shocked. It's from a letter that Paul Child wrote to his twin brother Charlie in 1949. When Julia was just starting classes at Le Cordon Bleu.
So Julia and Paul. Beaucoup.
Wow. Just goes to show you.
What?
You can never tell about a person's sex life by looking at them. They were so in love. Hot sauce from a reader. And today I had 12 comments from readers and I didn't know any of them. Thanks to all my faithful readers for this loot. I have now completed 65 recipes in 47 days. 59 days down, 437 recipes to go. On track with 103 recipes in just over 2 months.
Looks like a cupcake.
Lobster Thermidor is coming up, and I am going to have to murder and dismember a crustacean. How will I ever do this? Last night, our sleep machine, the one we have by our bed to drown out the noise of freight trucks rumbling past our apartment, was speaking to me. And it was saying, "Lobster killer. Lobster killer. Lobster killer. Lobster killer." Ugh. One of my readers said that if you put lobsters in the freezer, it sort of numbs them. Then I got another comment that said, "Man up, kill the damn lobster. Just take a knife and do it."
I can't seem to face up to the facts.
I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep because my bed's on fire. Don't let me know, I'm a real
Note on dealing with live lobsters. If you object to steaming a live lobster, yes, plunge the point of the knife into the head between the eyes.
Oh, Julia, you make it sound so simple.
Lobster killer.
Eric.
The fishes.
Eric. Get out of here. I don't need you at all. You are completely useless. And I'm just going to throw them into the water and put the lid on, and that will be that.
Fine.
Fine. Hello. Goodbye. I'm sorry.
Under control.
You are a saint. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm. You're welcome.
I can't. I can't. No, I can't. I have a lot to do. Eric, I can't.
Eric,
fine. Go. I have so much to do. Get out.
Cake.
Oh, love
you so much.
Amen.
Bon appetit!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
sweetheart. Oh, thanks for coming all out here.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, that's for everyone.
Here's an incredible thing. When Julia and Paul met, she was a virgin.
Really?
Wow.
She was like practically 40.
You serious?
How does anyone even know that?
There were all these letters that Julia wrote to her friend, Avis DeVoto, and Paul wrote to his brother, and no one threw anything out as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when they got married, she could barely boil an egg. Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Braised cucumbers are a revelation. I'm obsessed with her. I'm totally obsessed.
You're totally obsessed.
Well, it's good that you are, because this is amazing. Seriously. So good.
Well, savor it, because that's all there is. I mean, lobster. Major bucks.
Why don't you put a PayPal thing on their website? People could send in money if they felt like it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You have fans. Your readers love you.
I do. I have fans.
Yeah? You do.
Well, I can't ask them for money.
Why not? Mm. I think you should do the PayPal thing. That way we could have more lobster.
Yes.
Harder! Get him! Get him!
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Just like Julia's.
Aww.
Only hers were probably the real deal.
They're beautiful.
Let's give this a shot here.
I'm 30. I thought it was going to be terrible, but thanks to you and thanks to Julia, it feels like I'm going to get through. Cake.
More cake. How do you like that cake?
Hey, you. Go to bed.
Ernie, 53 comments on my lobster blog.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Julie Powell.
Just the person I speak to if I got a problem.
Yes, sir. What is your problem?
Too much food. Not enough sex.
Eric, that's not funny.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay, it was.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You are the third most popular blog on Salon.com.
I am?
Yes, you are.
I am! So, I figure for every one who writes in, there are, I don't know, hundreds that don't you think?
It's like there's this whole group of people who are sort of connected to me. They need me in some way. Like if I didn't write, they would really be upset.
They'd probably take like poison, try to kill themselves.
Are you still making hats?
Oh, no, I abandoned it. But I am ready to graduate from the Cordon Bleu. I can't get the damn woman who runs the school to schedule the test.
Madame Brassard? Is that the woman you are speaking of?
Oh, she's a bitch. She is, you're right. I think she's almost the only person in the world I honestly can't stand.
Oh, yeah. She is not the only person I can't stand.
Do you two know each other?
You should. Julia Child, Simone Beck.
Oh, Simca. Simca, how do you do?
And this is my friend, Louise Pertol.
Bonsoir.
Enchantée.
Can't believe you haven't met. Simca and Louisette are writing a cookbook.
For Americans?
Really?
Why do you need to take a stupid test?
So I can get a diploma, so I can teach.
You don't need a diploma to teach.
You're probably right. Avis says the same thing.
Who is Avis?
My friend, Avis DeVoto, lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She's very wise, but I can't help it. I want a diploma. I am very conventional. I don't know what to do.
Well, why don't you write to the horrible Madame Brassard and threaten her?
Threaten her with what?
The United States of America? Yes.
What?
Tell her the American ambassador personally wants you to take the examination.
No. I couldn't do that. Heavens no, the American ambassador. I hardly even know the man.
Of course you can.
Dear Madame Brassard, everyone at the American Embassy, including my dear friend, the ambassador, will be very surprised if I'm not allowed to take my examination.
You will write the recipes for emmêlée, côtelette de veau en surprise et crème renversée au caramel.
Côtelette de veau en surprise?
Oui.
Surprise? I had no idea what veal en surprise was. None. Cooked it in class. It's a veal chop with mushrooms in a bag. Paper bag. That's the surprise. You open the bag. Surprise! Veal mushrooms, it's just... Oh, I've never flunked a test in my entire life. I am an A student.
You can ask to take it again.
I can?
Of course. Meanwhile, you can come to it with us.
Oh. Gosh.
Is it true you plan to teach?
Yes, we're going to teach Americans in Paris how to cook.
Madame Gill, I must tell you, you have no real talent for cooking. But the Americans will never know the difference.
We are, I am sorry to say, entering aspics. An aspic is sort of a beef-flavored jello mold. Doesn't that sound delicious? I can't imagine why no one makes them anymore. You begin with a calf's foot, which I am in possession of thanks to my sainted husband, and you boil it until your kitchen smells like a tannery. And then it gels in the refrigerator, and you flip it onto a plate, which, according to Julia Child, is supposed to be easy. And all I can say about that, no offense intended, Julia, is the bitch lied. Shit. Shit!
How many more aspics are there?
7.
No one will know if you don't do them. It's not like there's, like,
the aspic police or something. You could lie.
I can't. I just can't. Julia will know. It's like she's watching me. I'm under her influence. I'm becoming a much better person because of her. Yuck! The sink! Look at this! Ugh. Ew! I hate it here! Did you put something down the sink?
You hate it here.
How am I supposed to cook anything in this kitchen? It's no wonder that my mold fell apart. I don't suppose we have any Drano.
Not unless you bought it.
I do all of this, and I'm supposed to buy Drano, too.
Right now, you are so not under the influence of Julia Child.
What if I don't make my deadline, Eric? I've wasted a whole year of my life? I used to be thin, and now I'm getting fat.
Fat?
On top of which, I have to bone a whole duck.
When?
At some point. Can you even conceive of boning a duck?
No, I can't.
Of course you can't. I'm sure you all remember, because it was only a few days ago, that I had a meltdown over my aspic and vowed to transform myself into a better human being. And then I was trussing the poulet rôti à la Normande, which is roast chicken stuffed with chicken livers and cream cheese, and it fell on the floor and the stuffing fell out into a big, gooey mess.
What am I doing?
So, long story short, another meltdown.
Crazy!
Worse than the last.
Can't even truss.
And I cried like a small, emotionally disturbed child.
I'm a mess.
I got it. Hello? Yeah, who's this? Can you hold on just one second? I'm not sure if she's here. She might have stepped out. Hey, it's a reporter from the Christian Science Monitor. He wants to write about you.
He does?
I should tell him to call back, right?
No, take it.
Hello? Yes? You want to bring who to dinner? No, of course I know who that is. I know exactly who that is. That would be great. That would be completely amazing. Goodbye.
Who?
Guess who's coming to dinner? Oh my God!
Tous les trois gourmands. One for all and all for one.
No. Oh, yes.
Oh. Right. Oh, I had such a horrible time converting these recipes from the metric system.
Measurements do not matter.
Oh, but they do. They absolutely do.
This is one of the biggest arguments Louisette and I had when we worked on our cookbook. Which is finally finished.
Oh.
Sent off to the publisher. Soon Simke and I will be famous. We'll be the next Mrs. Joy of Cooking.
Maybe. Mm. All right, well, let's try. Let's just give it a little...
Can I help? Oh, c'est parfait. C'est beaucoup mieux.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is mieux. Oh! So, yes, they're early. Americans.
Dear Dorothy, your sister Julia is now a cooking teacher. We have three students who pay $2 a class. Barely enough to cover the cost of the food, but who cares? Simca, Louisette and I are les trois gourmandes. Although sometimes we are only les deux gourmandes because Louisette turns out to have headaches and doctor's appointments she schedules during class.
I have a little headache.
You'll meet them both when you come here next month. Unless, of course, Louisette is having a stomach ache.
Perfection! And even if it isn't, never apologize. No excuses, no explanations. Louisette abandoned us, another stomach ache. And the day before that, she left class before we even finished making the chocolate Bavarian cream. Believe that's the only time a dentist could see her. Keep an eye out. We don't want to miss Dorothy.
It's impossible to miss your sister.
Mariaka! I don't see her!
There she is.
Goodness, look at that.
All I think about all day is food. And then I dream about it all night.
It's true, she's obsessed. If I didn't sit in the kitchen, I'd never see her.
Last week, I dreamed that I made cassoulet for Dad. And he hated it. He doesn't understand any of this.
I almost feel sorry for him. He wanted so much for us to stay in Pasadena, marry Republicans, and breed like rabbits.
Why didn't we?
Too tall. Let's face it, it's true. From the beginning, you just don't fit in. Literally.
So then you don't.
No, it's true.
Do not bait Father about politics when he comes.
No.
Or he won't pick up the check. He won't, will he?
I can't make any promises.
He loves Senator McCarthy.
Oh, I know.
Pasadena. Jinx.
Boop, 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 boop.
George, you have the brie.
Is this the brie?
Yes, that's it.
Is that not the most wonderful cheese you ever had in your life? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. I got the chef at Chez La Mère Michel to give me the recipe for beurre blanc.
Beurre blanc? What's beurre blanc?
Butter.
Oh, I love butter.
White wine vinegar reduction. You whisk them together, and the acid in the vinegar works on the milk solids in the butter so that the butter, instead of melting, becomes this creamy, light, frothy, with kind of a fantastic, subtle kind of...
Tangy. There's a tanginess.
Tanginess.
Yes.
Well, that's... That's who I married. Anyway, you serve it on fish. And it's splendid. I'm going to make it for you.
It'll be divine.
Yeah.
And Dort, we're going to throw you a party.
Oh! Yes, really?
Oh! Very exciting. By the way, there's a man that I want to introduce you to.
All right.
I think you'll really... He's,
tall. He's very tall.
Pardon?
Tall.
Tall.
He's extremely tall.
I'm extremely tall.
But he's even taller. So
he
that's good.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
really good.
They're not great.
J'ai travaillé des années sans répit.
Hello, ladies. Anybody brought anything? Help yourself. Talk about
it. Julia, then you are.
Oh, John! Oh,
there you are.
Now, where's a sister of yours?
She's right over there.
Hi, John.
Oh,
hi, Paul.
There.
That's what I've told her a lot about.
Well, I don't want to interrupt her conversation.
With Ivan Cousins?
They just met.
I can't imagine Dorothy running off with Ivan Cousins.
M.A. Dearly beloved.
I know when I like this one. Here, Julia.
What a beautiful wedding.
Thanks, Pops.
I am not enthusiastic about this marriage.
Well, you weren't very enthusiastic about ours either.
True.
How are things at the embassy, Paul?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Philip. Thank you. Well, not fine, really, because they've cut our library allowance by 90%.
Oh.
It seems that Senator McCarthy has very long arms.
Senator McCarthy is a man who knows his mind. I admire a man who knows his mind.
Well, we know lots of people in Washington who have lost their jobs after years in government service. For no reason whatsoever. And Paul had to make a list of every single book in the embassy library.
Surely you're not suggesting that the French government is any better.
And
shall we dance? Come on, dance with him. Excuse us.
I know, I never learned.
Where's my big sprig?
Look, you're whipping away.
And for dinner? Mayonnaise.
That's good.
That is good, isn't it?
Very. From your sister.
I'm going to send this recipe to Avis. I'm very excited about it. I think it's a breakthrough.
Well, it tastes like it.
And Dorothy is pregnant. Paul, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know.
If you warm the bowl slightly before you beat in the egg yolk, it changes everything. Foolproof mayonnaise. Absolutely foolproof. I typed it out.
You disagree?
About the mayonnaise? Oh, not at all.
Oh, I'm sure you are exactly right.
Scientific workability.
That's
my motto. Julia, we have a little problem. Our editor, for our cookbook, thinks that our book is not in English.
But your book is in English.
They are giving it a rejection. But they suggest that if we are continuing with it, we should get a collaborator who could take what we have and make it work for American cooks. Would you do it, Julia?
Would I do it? Yes.
We are now going to play a round of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. This Wednesday, I am going to be playing host to a distinguished guest. Clue number one. The degree of separation between Julia Child and me is about to shrink by a factor of about 1,000. In answer to your questions, no, it is not Amanda Hesser of the New York Times or Nigella Lawson or Ina Garten. But here's clue number two. I will be making bœuf bourguignon, which was the first dish our distinguished guest cooked upon reading Mastering the Art of French Cooking for the first time.
Bœuf bourguignon. Julia Child's bœuf bourguignon.
Well, since no one guessed my mystery guest, I'm going to have to tell you all. It's Judith Jones, the editor who's responsible for getting Julia's cookbook published way back when. The woman who recognized history in an onion-skinned manuscript. She's older and probably not used to eating at 10 o'clock at night, which is why I am being diligent about this and making the stew the night before. And as I cook it, I almost feel as if Julia and I are communicating over space and time on a deep, spiritual, mystical level. Although, mostly I'm just talking to myself.
How long does it take to cook?
2.5 hours.
I'm Julia Child. Today we're going to make a holiday feast, or Les Fêtes d'Holiday. And we're going to start with half-bone chicken or poulard demi de saucisson. First, remove the liver and fry it up with some onions for a little snack, or perhaps a delicious liverwurst which you can spread on a cracker, a Ritz cracker, a saltine, or if you have a cat or a dog, they love liver. Save the liver. Don't throw it away.
The liver.
Place the chicken on its stomach and cut along the backbone to the Pope's nose like so. Now I've done it. I've cut the dickens out of my finger. Well, I'm glad in a way this happened. You know, accidents do occur. Times that I've been caught in the kitchen. We've never really discussed what to do. First, you must stop the bleeding. Direct pressure on the apron like so.
Oh.
You want to raise your hand over your head. I'd recommend natural coagulant such as chicken liver. Another reason not to throw away the liver. Oh God, it's throbbing. Why are you all skinning? Well, I think I'm going to go to sleep now. Bon appetit.
Thank you.
no, 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 no.
Well, it's just a big, dry collection of recipes. It doesn't work at all. I'm just going to have to throw most of it out and start all over again. This has got to be a cookbook that makes French cooking accessible to Americans who do not have cooks, who are servantless. Is that a word? Servant. Less. I think it is a word.
Julia.
Hmm?
What if we had to leave Paris?
Why would we have to leave Paris?
Because my assignment was for 4 years.
So then we still have time.
8 months. And this cookbook is not something you can finish in 8 months.
No, but 2 years seems possible.
Julia, what if they transfer me someplace else?
Would they do that?
Yes. They don't really care about me.
Oh, Paul, of course they do.
They don't, really.
Well, if you can't stay in Paris, then I'll just mail the pages to Louisette and Simcott, and they can mail them back to me. That's why they invented the mail system and carbon paper and onion skin copies. Or I can just jump on the train to Paris whenever the three of us absolutely have to work together. Or the two of us, actually. Because as we know, Louisette does next to nothing. But we would still be somewhere in Europe. Don't you think?
It's very hard to say, given the current political climate.
Hmm.
Senator McCarthy does not like people like us.
Hmm. Well, us? Why? What have we done?
We haven't done anything. That's not the point. The point is, we were in China, and that's practically sufficient.
Well, meanwhile, we're still here.
Yes, we are. You're right.
Yes.
Here's to the book.
French cooking for all. Or French home cooking. Do you like that? Which one do you like?
I like them both.
Dear Avis, enclosed is part of our cookbook from the chapter on sauces. Naturally, it must not be shown to anyone unless you are sure they are not, never have been, and won't have anything to do with the publishing business. There are people who would love nothing more than to steal this Hollandaise recipe.
Oh, we're late. Do you suppose she'll be there?
Louisette? Of course she'll be there. It's at her house.
I was making a little joke. What's this about, anyway?
Louisette wouldn't tell me. Mm. She said it was a surprise.
Mm. Maybe she's dropping out on the project. That would be heavenly.
Julia.
Well, it would.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
My friends, this is Irma Rombauer.
Mrs. Joy?
The first edition of The Joy of Cooking took me a year to write.
Only a year? Including testing the recipes?
Oh, well, I didn't really test all the recipes. There were so many of them. And then I found a publisher, a small printer in St. Louis.
How much money did he pay you?
I paid him $3,000.
$3,000?
A small fortune. But I had a little life insurance money because my husband...
No. He killed himself?
Yes. And I thought, well, what else am I going to do with the insurance money? And then the book began to sell, and Bob's Merrill picked it up, so now I had a real publisher.
Oh. And they gave you some money?
Absolutely not. They swindled me. They stole my copyright, And now there's a new edition, and guess what?
What?
The index is a complete calamity. If you're looking for city chicken, you're not going to find it under C.
Really?
It's under drumsticks mock.
No. All she wanted to talk about was how her publisher had cheated her out of thousands of dollars in royalties. It just made me realize this. Not going to be simple, this getting published business.
This has been Avis for you.
Oh, my. Oh, Avis loves my sauce chapter.
Oh, that's wonderful, darling.
Oh, no. She showed it to someone, which I specifically asked her not to do. She showed it to an editor at Houghton Mifflin in Boston, and the Boston editor showed it to the head of publishing. Paul?
Yes?
Paul?
What?
They want to publish our book.
Oh, that's great news.
And they want to give us an advance.
How much?
$250.
No.
And when the book is finished, $500 more.
I'm so proud of you.
The editor loves the book. Oh, she just loves it.
So with the smell of burned stew still in the air, I woke up dying of stomach cramps. I called in sick.
And went back to bed for several hours. Put it in the blog in case someone in your office reads it.
Went back to bed for several hours. By noon, I was somehow able to straighten myself up to a standing position.
What do you make?
Bought the ingredients for Wolf Bourguignon all over again. Dragged myself home and made another bouffe bourguignon. And for dessert, a raspberry Bavarian cream. By the end of the day, I felt fine. I was cooking dinner for a legend, even though I'd never really heard of her until a few months ago.
Maybe she'll offer you a book contract. Wow.
What if she does? I mean, what would that mean? That would mean I might be a writer.
How much money do people make for books?
Like an advance? I have no idea.
$100,000?
Don't even say it. Hello? Hi. I know. It is here too, cats and dogs. I know. Well, thanks. Bye.
So not coming.
That was the guy from the Christian Science Monitor. It's raining. And we live in Long Island City, and she's, like, older. Mortifying.
But on the bright side, more stew for us.
Just for once, could you not look on the bright side?
Yeah. Well, it's not the end of the world.
I thought book contract. Me, Judith Jones, happily ever after, and then we'd have a little money and we wouldn't live over a pizzeria for the rest of our lives. How am I going to explain this? My readers are going to be really upset. They were so into it.
Your readers are going to be really upset.
I never should have told everyone.
They'll live. Somehow.
Your readers will live.
Is it bland?
Not anymore.
Thank you for telling me that. You almost let me feed Judith Jones bland bouffe bourguignon. This is a nightmare. I told everyone she was coming.
They will survive. and when this year is over, and I cannot wait until it is, your readers will somehow get on with their lives.
And I won't? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, what's going to happen when you're no longer the center of the universe?
Oh, that's just great. I am finally totally engaged in something. Okay, maybe I'm being a little narcissistic.
A little? On a scale of 10.
Okay, a 9.3, but what do you think a blog is? It's me, day after day.
I thought it'd be fun. How stupid is that? It just turns out to be a lot of what you call meltdowns, but they don't feel like meltdowns. They feel like I'm living with a totally self-absorbed person who writes this stuff for a bunch of complete strangers. And it's supposed to be a big adventure, but it's not. It's our life. It's our marriage. And here in this room, it doesn't feel like an adventure. It feels like shit.
It was your idea!
I know, I'm so sorry. What the hell was I thinking? And I'll tell you something else. I am not a saint.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. And it makes me feel like an asshole every time you say it. And do not write about this in your blog.
About what?
About this fight. I'm out of here.
You all right, Julia?
Yes, fine. I'm just perfectly fine.
Dear Avis, we finished packing today, and tomorrow we leave beloved Paris for Marseille. Paul has been appointed Cultural Affairs Commissioner for the South of France. I'm having a hard time pretending to be anything but devastated.
I'm going to go buy some bread.
The advantage of Marseille is that it won't have the distractions of Paris. So, we'll be able to finish the book. Although not on deadline. At least we're still in France. Dear Avis,
look at me.
I don't know what we've done to deserve it, but here we are in Germany, actually in a suburb of Bonn called Plettersdorf on the Rhine, which sounds much more picturesque than it is. By the way, there is no chance we'll meet our new deadline. We'll be at least 2 more years. Meanwhile, Paul has been called to Washington. We have no idea why.
Well, they're going to promote you, finally. They have to.
Well, I don't know why they have to call me back to Washington to tell me that. You just send a telex. It'd be a lot cheaper.
They're going to reassign you, then. They'll ask you whether you prefer Paris or Paris.
It's a possibility. It's not likely, but it is a possibility.
And if they are moving us back to Paris, I can look for an apartment when I'm there next week. Good idea, yes? Mm-hmm.
I promise I'll call you the minute they tell me we're being transferred back to Paris. All right?
All right.
I know.
I think it could happen.
It could happen, I know. Stay right there. That's perfect.
Say cheese, ducky.
Good.
Put your legs together, darling. It's very simple. We're just going to tell her she should have a smaller share of the royalties because it is clear she can't put in the 40 hours a week you and I are spending.
60 is more like it.
Exactly.
80.
You and I are vaches enragées.
That's exactly what we are. Mad cows. Mm. But I can't bring myself to say this to Louisette. You're going to have to do it.
I will do it. We must be cold-blooded. I shall love her much more when this is settled. No, it isn't that you're not helping to some extent.
But I am helping. It was my idea to add peas to the coq au vin recipe.
We know, and that was a wonderful idea. But the book has become a magnum opus.
But we are a team. We are les trois gourmands. One for all.
Yes, it's absolutely true, Louisette. Yes, it's true. And you have been very valuable to the project.
Thank you.
But... but...
I'm getting a divorce.
What?
Jean-Luc is leaving me.
Oh. I'm so sorry. Oh, Louisette.
Just forget. Forget it. That I even mentioned it.
But it isn't fair for Louisette to get the same amount of money that we do.
This is not the time to discuss this. She's getting into trouble. She doesn't do the work.
You don't do the work, so your share should be 10%.
10%?
You're not doing the work.
25.
15.
20.
18, and not a penny more. And where it says our names, I think it should say, by Julia Child and Simone Beck, with Louisette Bertold. With, and in smaller type.
No, Simca. Our name's exactly the same. Exactly the same. And alphabetical.
Alphabetical.
But it was not even our idea to put the peas in the cocoa bag.
Oh, a telegram, madame.
For me?
Dear Avis, we've been through our own version of Kafka. Oh? Paul went off to Washington, and in my innocence I thought it must be because the United States government had finally realized how valuable he was. Far from it, he was being investigated. He spent 3 days being grilled in a windowless room with a foot-high stack of papers ominously sitting on the table. They asked him about our friends, our books, our China years, our patriotism. They even asked him if he was a homosexual.
Are you a homosexual, Mr. Child?
No. I'm not a homosexual.
This is not a joke.
I'm well aware of that.
He came home exonerated, but thoroughly bruised.
Oh, Julia, it was a nightmare. What am I going to do? I feel like my entire life has been a waste.
Oh.
I have one more posting. Then I'll retire. And then what?
We'll figure it out.
I just don't know what it was all for. You know? You at least have the book.
It's your book, too. It is. Without you, it wouldn't be a book. Not that Simca and I'll ever be done with it.
Someday you'll be done with it.
I'm beginning to wonder.
So to wrap things up, at 6:22 last night, guess who wasn't coming to dinner? That's right. It began pouring down rain and Judith Jones canceled. I was utterly crushed. And then on top of everything, I had a horrible fight with my husband and he left me. The bouffe bourguignon was delicious, not that I ate it. As for the raspberry Bavarian cream, I am taking it to the office. Morning.
Julie, could you come in here?
I didn't tell him, I swear.
Julie! Feeling better?
Much.
So, you burned the stew.
But that's not why I didn't come to work. I didn't come to work because I had
stomach flu. Listen, it's a free country. But this little thing of yours on the internet, I do not want to show up in it, okay? And if you don't feel like coming into work, let me know. Somebody will want this job. We're trying to do something here.
I'm sorry.
Anyone else would fire you. A Republican would fire you. I'm not a schmuck.
I'm in shock. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. You're like the ones. If you and Eric can't make it work, who can?
Oh, all sorts of people can, just not me, because I am a bitch. I am Sarah.
I'm a bitch. I know. I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Garth and I broke up.
Oh, God, I didn't even ask. I am a one-way street, just like Eric says.
It's okay. I wasn't in love with him.
Do you really think I'm a bitch?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
But who isn't?
Julia. I've been thinking about me and Julia. She was a secretary for a government agency, and I am too. A really nice guy married her. A really nice guy married me. Both of us were lost, and both of us were saved by food in some way or other. So, major overlaps, but let's face it, I am not Julia Child. Julia Child never lost her temper just because something boiled over or collapsed in the oven or just plain fell through. And she was never horrible to her husband, I'm sure. And she never behaved like, who has time to be married, which is how I behave sometimes, I'm sorry to say. I wish I were more like her. She deserved her husband, and I don't. That's the truth. Well, anyway, that's the truth for now. Yogurt for dinner.
For a while, all we did was smile. We laughed at our mistakes, eating cake to our heart's delight. But tonight, you've lost.
How you reach Eric Powell at Archaeology Magazine? Leave a message.
I hated sleeping without you last night. Where are you? I miss you.
Don't throw this away. Don't you throw it away. Because if you do, it's you who need cry. Honey pie, there's something on my mind. I thought I must convey.
Something wrong?
No. Why would you think that?
Are you and Eric having some kind of problem?
Of course not.
Is he there and you can't talk?
He's not here.
I just read your blog and it was strange and uncharacteristically thoughtful. Where is he?
Out. He went out to get pizza.
Have you stopped cooking?
Just temporarily. Just taking a little break from cooking.
Well, get back to it. It's going to be good for you to finish something for once in your life. Julia didn't give up.
Who says I'm giving up?
Well, I'm just saying, don't.
She'd be here, even if we were late.
Well, if she's not here, we can take a taxi. Oh. They probably have taxis in Boston.
Mm. Oh, she'll be here, wearing a plaid jacket. That's how I'm to recognize her.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, recognize her? Mm-hmm. Has she changed?
Oh. Well, look for the middle-aged woman in a plaid jacket. So...
You and Davis have never met.
We're just pen pals.
You don't know each other?
Well, we do. We write.
But how did you start writing one another?
Oh, that's a long story. Avis's husband, Bernard DeVoto, now dead, was a wonderful, wonderful writer. He wrote an article in Harper's Magazine all about stainless steel knives and how he absolutely detested them.
Yes.
And so I wrote him a fan letter because he was 100% right. And Avis wrote me back. And so I wrote her back, and she wrote me back. It was, it's been about 8 years, I think.
Avis.
Julia.
Oh.
My darling friend.
Look, it's you.
This is a very impressive undertaking, Mrs. Child and Mrs. Beck.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And your editor loves it.
I do. I think it's brilliant. There's really nothing else like it on the market.
The problem is not just the length.
700 pages.
Yes, we know it is long.
Yes, we know it's long.
Yes, 700 pages of just sauce and poultry recipes.
We were thinking that you could publish it in a series of volumes. Volume 1, sauces. Volume 2...
Poultry.
Yes. Volume 3, fish, meat, vegetables, and desserts. That's 6 volumes.
Eggs. Eggs.
Eggs, 7. 7 volumes.
But we don't want to publish an encyclopedia.
I thought this was intended for housewives.
Yes, housewives want something quick with a mix. Like this.
But if I may speak for everyone, if you were willing to revise it, I'm sure we would all be interested.
Oh, Simca, I am so sorry. You just picked the wrong collaborator.
Yes, I should have worked with this woman. Baked Alaska in a flower pot.
Oh. We'll just take the book away from Houghton Mifflin and find another publisher. We have just begun to fight. Julia, your book is a masterpiece.
What is marshmallow fluff?
Oh, and keep the advance, by the way. Keep the entire $250. Don't give them back a penny of it.
Why did we ever decide to do this anyway? What were we thinking?
Who can remember?
I can. We wanted to write a French cookbook for American women who do not have cooks. So then, that's what we'll do. We'll just do it all over again. And that's that. It'll be easy. It will. The dessert section is done, thanks to Simca. It is brilliant.
Thank you.
I just haven't typed it up yet, but that will give me something to do. In Oslo.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck, a hug around the neck, and a barrel and a heap, a barrel and a heap, and I'm talking in my sleep about you, about you. 'Cause I love you, a bushel and a peck, you bet your pretty neck I do.
Eric, come
didn't see the world's most beautiful chicken.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and
naughty.
A peck. Though you make my heart a wreck, make my heart a wreck, and you make my life a mess. Make my life a mess, yes, a mess of happiness about you. About you.
I just want to savor this moment.
Mm-hmm.
The moment when anything is possible. The moment that you can just imagine they're going to love everything you did, and it's going to sell a million copies and change the world.
Yes. But I think it calls for a great bottle of wine, don't you think?
Yes.
What's for dinner?
What if she doesn't eat pork?
She's a food writer. Of course she eats pork. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You're right. I know you're right. I'm sure you're right. Is she early?
She's right on time. I'll finish.
Thank you, thank you. You're a terrible human being.
Thank you.
And very difficult to live with. Who is it?
Amanda Hester from the New York Times.
Yeah. Come in. You have such a sense of Julia when you do something like this. As a teacher, as a voice. I have conversations with her while I'm cooking. I feel like she is there with me in the kitchen.
She's like your imaginary friend.
Yes. And of course she is the person I write for every day. Although I don't think she ever reads it. I don't know. I'm dying to meet her. I would like to be a bridesmaid in her wedding in 1946. I realize that would take an inexplicable episode of time travel, but that is the sort of thing that I think about.
We're planning a pilgrimage to Julia's Cambridge kitchen in the Smithsonian Museum when this is over.
But first I have to finish. I have 15 days and 24 recipes, and I still have to bone a duck.
I read somewhere that it was bad form to say yum while you're eating, but yum.
Manhattan Development Corporation, this is Julie Powell, please hold. Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, this is Julie Powell, can you hold?
Yes.
Great. Lower Manhattan Development
Corporation. It's Sarah, the New York Times. I can't believe it.
I know. Can I call you back? I have to call you back. Hold on. Hello, this is Julie Powell, how can I help you? Hi.
Hey. Guess what? Messages on machine? 65.
If this is the Julie Powell in this morning's New York Times, this is Judy Klain. I'm an editor at Little Brown, and I wanted to talk to you about whether you were interested in writing a book. You can call me at 212-049-0067. Hi, this is Sarah Chalfant. I'm a literary agent. I don't know if you have an agent, but I would love to talk to you about representing you.
I'm a producer at the CBS Morning
Eric,
News.
And I'm going to be a writer.
You are a writer.
This is Ruth Spungen. I'm an editor at Food and Wine magazine. Please give me a call at 212-157-3245.
I have to make a pear tart.
Later.
Hi, it's Mom. Oh, you're in the New York Times? I can't tell you, everybody is calling. And Aunt Jessie's cousin Dory and Abilene, the one with the husband who won the pie-eating contest and is a crossword puzzle nut, they have a subscription to the New York Times. They saw it in Abilene. Everyone is so excited.
This is Ken Dreyer. I'm an editor at Random House, and I just read your blog, and it's great.
I'm a literary agent here in New York, and I was wondering...
I'm an editor at Bon Appetit.
I'm an editor at Epicurious.
I am a producer at the Food Network. We'd love to meet with you.
Talk to you. We have some ideas.
I don't know whether you're thinking of turning this into
a book.
A movie.
Television series.
The one-woman show.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Thank you, God.
This is Julie.
And Eric.
And we are busy cooking.
And blogging.
And other stuff, so leave a message.
Make them better.
Mm-hmm. Hi, it's Barry Ryan from the Santa Barbara News Press, and I'm writing an article about Julia Child's 90th birthday, and I asked her about your blog, and frankly, she was kind of a pill about it, so I thought maybe you'd want to comment.
Hello? Yes, it is. She said that? Julia Child said that. Has she read my blog? No, I don't really want to comment. But thank you for calling. Julia hates me.
Joel? They hate us.
Who?
Houghton Mifflin.
They don't hate you.
They do. They absolutely do.
And they say the book is good.
But they don't want to publish it.
Well, they think it's too expensive. They think it's economically prohibitive.
8 years of our lives just turned out to be something for me to do. So I wouldn't have nothing to do. Oh, well. Boo-hoo. Now what?
You're a teacher.
Yeah.
You can teach.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We'll go home and...
Where's home? Where do we live?
Home is wherever we are.
Yeah.
All right? And we'll work it out. We'll figure it out. You can teach in our kitchen.
True.
You can teach on television.
Television?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, Paul.
Oh, no, Julia, I think you would be excellent on television.
Oh,
I do.
Paul!
I do.
No.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not. Someone is going to publish your book. Someone is going to read your book and realize what you've done. Because your book is amazing. Your book is a work of genius. Your book is going to change the world. Do you hear me?
You are so sweet. You are the sweetest man.
Fuck them.
Judith, would you take a look at this? Our intrepid literary scout, Avis DeVoto, is friends with some woman who's written a huge French cookbook. Houghton Mifflin just turned it down.
French recipes for American cooks. Terrible title.
Have fun, Judith.
Yum. Oh. Oh, rum. Oh, here it is.
What? Who's that?
No.
It's got
extra delivery for Mrs. Julia Child.
Chili?
Yes.
There you are.
You.
Dear Mrs. Child, we have read your superb French cookbook, studying it, cooking from it, estimating, and so on, and we have come to the conclusion that it is a unique book that we would be very proud to publish.
Paul! Paul!
What? 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 What?
Knopf! Knopf wants to publish our book. Is it Knopf or Knopf?
Who cares?
Who cares? They want to offer us an advance of $1,500.
Oh, my God.
We believe that your book will do for French cooking here in America,
but Rombauer's The Joy of Cooking did for standard cooking, and we will sell it that way.
When we meet, which I hope will be very soon, I especially want to talk to you about the title of the book. Because it is of the utmost importance that the title distinguish this book from all the other cookbooks on the market.
Is this the way you normally do this?
Absolutely not. Mastering the Art of French Cooking. What do you think?
Well, at this point, I have no idea. Whatsoever.
Julia, that won't do.
Oh, all right, then. I love it.
She said hate. Julia Child used the word hate.
No. But she said I wasn't respectful or serious or something.
How much more serious could a person be?
Do you think she thinks I'm sort of using her?
She can't have read your blog. Did she read it?
He didn't know if she'd read it. But she definitely had an opinion about it.
Do you think it's because I use the F word every so often?
Could be. Who knows? Look, there's something wrong with her if she doesn't get what you're doing.
There's nothing wrong with her, nothing. I've spent a year with her. She's perfect.
The Julia Child in your head is perfect. The Julia Child that doesn't understand what you're doing is not perfect. The one in your head is the one that matters.
I'm never gonna meet her.
But you already know her.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
She saved me.
You saved yourself.
I was drowning and she pulled me out of the ocean.
Don't get carried away.
Julia Child began learning to cook because she loved her husband, and she loved food, and she didn't know what else to do with herself, and in the process, she found joy. I didn't understand this for a long time, but I do now. Julia taught me that. But here's what Julia really taught me. She taught me to cook. So here we are. One day to go and one recipe.
You may think that boning a duck is an impossible feat, and the whole procedure...
Nothing is impossible.
...takes as long as 45 minutes the first time because of fear. Don't be afraid.
No fear, Julia. No fear.
Take your knife, confront the duck.
Hunting the duck.
You make...
You're my duck.
...a deep slit down the back of the bird, all the way from the neck down to the tail, to expose the backbone. Small, sharp knife, its edge always cutting against
I did it.
The bones.
Look at that, Julia. It looks just like yours.
Ha! The carcass bones down the one side completed. Half of this, the carcass boned duck on a board. Paste in the side duck, cutting it into place. Roll up 2 hours, remove it from the oven, and...
Look at this. It looks exactly the way it's supposed to look.
Where the place is. Sure.
365 days, 524 recipes.
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah. Julie! Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Julia. Oh. Great. Fantastic. So mad. I love it. I love it.
Eric, I could never have done this without you. As someone once said, you are the butter to my bread, the breath to my life.
Oh,
to my husband.
I love you, babe.
So it's over. The project has come to a close. We're back exactly where we started. Eric, me, the cat, slightly worse for wear, sitting in the outer boroughs, eating. So thanks, everybody. And guess what? Bon appétit!
I tell myself
there's her famous mortar and pestle.
So lucky to be loving you.
That's nice. Give me something else.
So lucky
talking to her.
That's good. To be
one more.
The
Feisty.
One you run to see.
That's the one.
When the day is through, I only know what I know. The passing years will show.
I love you, Julia.
You kept my love so young, so new.
Kept
my love so young.
No.